is Mae Brussel at side two of tape 431, March the 7th, 1980, from Carmel, California. I want to continue to give you some of the categories of abscam that I am researching. Of course, you can see by the tiles, each one deserves a separate tape, but I want you to know the direction it's going and what I'm thinking so you can follow some of the news more carefully. There are articles now about U.S. Attorney General Degner from New Jersey linking and connecting the mob of Atlantic City to the mob in Las Vegas. I've been following that ever since the Howard Hughes Organization moved in 1966 and took over control of the vast majority of the clubs in Las Vegas, and I refer to this as the takeover, the beginning of the Irish mob moving in on the territory of the Italian Jewish and getting rid of Bugsy Siegel and Mickey Cohn and that gang. That Mo Dallas is still very powerful, and he's down at La Costa and has links to people involved in abscams such as Carlos Marcello or the Bry Lab, Alan Dorfman, and Teamsters. Goodness knows they're strongly connected to those people in Chicago. But for the most part, what you're getting in New Jersey and in Las Vegas is a moving shift to the Central Intelligence Agency, the Eastern Seaboard, the more elite power structure of the United States and Great Britain, moving in to New Jersey as they took over Nevada and having the control over organized crime in this country, or at least attempting to, putting organized crime families into, in quotes, respectable businesses or killing them off and then taking over the turf for themselves. And, of course, the government has been involved with protecting narcotic dealers and bringing in our airplanes such as Air America and so forth. Since the Vietnamese War, we have been pushing this stuff across our borders and allowing it in now from Afghanistan, Turkey, and Pakistan, and that arch of heroin and poppy that's flooding the United States at the present time. I have a category here on Representative Jenrette, again, another person not picked out because of his great left leanings. He's been linked to organized crime, to drugs. Jack Anderson had an article recently on him and a lobby for millions of dollars to encourage tourism in the United States. That kind of tourism promoted by Jenrette could continue the narcotics traffic, and he's linked to one of those provocateurs, Mr. Weinberg, that I mentioned in the Bahamas with deals down in the Bahamas. Then there's the Chase Manhattan links, as always. The bank was used for part of the funding of Abscam, but that lets them have a control of the Justice Department to know what's going on and help move out a certain faction if they want. The vice president of Chase Manhattan was a front for money going through, just as in the book Man Called Intrepid by William Stevenson, British intelligence used Rockefeller Center for the intelligence operations during World War II. The Chase Manhattan has been one of the fronts, I'm sure just a small one, but a front for banking, for abscam. There also is an operation called All Stamp and My Porn. The one's the pornography. There's another one on the music business. Besides the Teamsters and labor and congressmen and gaming tables and narcotics traffic and so forth, All Stamp has to do with tax money, your tax money and mine, allegedly feeding the poor. Their food stamps that are printed, and they're converted into money that goes to the PLO, the Palestinian group, for violence over the Middle East, to bomb women and children on buses and schools or whatever. They go to weapons and shipping of weapons, converting food stamps to weapons. And this is one of the things that the FBI is investigating. There also is a ninth congressman who's involved, and they refuse to name who he is. It's very much like covering up the Watergate story, the Kennedy assassination. We have one senator, and then there's the seven members of the House of Representatives named in the abscam, and there's a ninth congressman, but they've been holding back the name for 2 weeks. There's Senator Williams, very closely linked to labor movements for the last years, who blew his role with OSHA, with the occupational safety, and something very funny happens in an area that is predominantly working class, poor, working people that Williams represented, and all of a sudden the casino and the mob moves in, and then he's international. His wife is on the board of directors of a group that's bringing in London gambling casinos and so forth. And then Senator Williams, like Senator John Murphy, who never was a great liberal, a graduate of Annapolis, of West Point rather, with Somoza, has no money and all of a sudden comes into the chips and has hundreds of thousands of dollars in expensive homes. something funny happens when they see all that money. So that Senator Williams is a category by himself. And then there's the New Jersey casino state officials, such as Mr. Silvestri, Mr. Arischetti, and Attorney Howard Crichton, and U.S. Attorney Del Tufo. As I said before, he was appointed by Carter. So if you have a Carter gate and the U.S. attorney is investigating, it's sort of like Evel Younger, the attorney general from California, investigating Richard Nixon, or Operation the Squad 19 that was going to kill Nixon in California, that was linked to the Watergate team with Hunt and McCord. U.S. attorneys appointed by the president can't investigate organized crime that's linked to the president, and a lot of crime is in New Jersey. There also is an attorney, Feinberg, who's involved in all of this, and the U.S. Customs Office in Newark, New Jersey, and also the U.S. Customs in New York. Now, the use of customs is very important and deserves its own category, because this is where you get drug dealers, immigration right-wing people, army factions, and international terrorists that can be brought in. The immigration gives passports to people who can be crooks, who come to this country with endless money, unlimited money. There's a 60 Minutes had a show on the chief of police of Iran, who's living in Fresno, California, who just purposely set fire to a theater where five or 600 people were killed. He was given a passport and contact with the CIA and controlled by the CIA in this country. The Immigration Department is very important when you have millions and millions of dollars and a criminal wants to escape and lose himself in California or wherever he goes. But we're getting a bulk of it out here now. So there are categories of current drug arrests that are taking place because of the shift of the operations in New Jersey or the possible exposure, and then the drug murders or recent deaths of witnesses or heart attacks that are affecting these cases that are linked to this international organization. I mentioned last week that the drug, the judge on the Hell's Angels trial out here in California had two heart seizures, and he's laid up, and there's articles that I'll go into in a few weeks about that case, whether they should throw it out. Sonny Barger was an agent of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. They were involved in murders, an anti-war movement, beating up hippies, anti-war people distributing drugs at rock concerts, and they worked as agents, murdering and so forth. And so the important thing is that when the cases come to court, those judges get sick, and now they don't know whether the case will be dropped or what will happen to all the defendants because the judge is in the hospital with a heart seizure. Should they drop the whole case? Federal agents that are involved in these crimes do get acquitted. I am keeping a separate category or a list of the most prominent people who are objecting to the FBI making these arrests. As a matter of fact, the only man arrested so far is one fellow from the Immigration Department in New York. They haven't even pulled that abscam net yet, and releasing the news to the press may have saved some of these people from being indicted, although I believe John Murphy of New York is going to be indicted, and Senator Williams. But I keep articles like Senator Byrd objecting to abscam, or Don Edwards from the House of Representatives objecting to the investigation. He used to be formerly with the FBI. There are very few times that I have ever protected or thought highly of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. In my 16 years research, I've had nothing but contempt because of their role with assassination teams, with their working with Permindex, with known assassins, with organized crime, and the network of criminal activity they're involved in is greater than the amount of solving of crimes that they do. You notice how FBI are supposed to investigate kidnappings, and they didn't have that little boy 2 weeks missing in California, gave himself up, walked to the police station, and the one that was kidnapped 7 years walked with him. The FBI didn't find either of them, even though they were easily available or could be found without any problems, considering that they were out in the open, living fairly out in the open, one going to school and so forth. But the important thing about FBI is that every once in a while a corrupt institution does have people that want to do the work, and you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Every agent isn't bad any more than every police agent. That's why it's easy to do research, is that there are enough good people telling you things that you can follow through. And I save articles for people that are fighting the abscam. And I mentioned once before on a tape, the National Labor Party had an article. They've been putting down the abscam investigation. One article that I quoted, abscam to usher in the Gestapo. The National Labor Party And now I'm opening up a can of worms because one listener in particular is very interested in this newspaper, the New Solidarity, and in the research they have done. I have another friend who's close to the National Labor Caucus and believes in Mr. LaRoche, and he gave me the subscription again to New Solidarity when mine ran out at Christmas. Gave me a year subscription, so it's coming again. And this is a can of worms. Of all the hundreds of people who take the tapes, or maybe thousands who hear this program on radio stations, I only know of one person, only one single person, who absolutely believes what LaRoche prints and almost everything that he says. And I can't have a running debate on this issue point by point. I would rather wait till instances come out to illustrate the differences that I have with Lyndon LaRoche and his research and where he's coming from, because you can't, as I say, take each issue and break it apart. But when they first came out with an article on Abscam, there was one, "Is Carter Blackmailing Nevada's Senator Cannon?" And it has to do with deregulating Teamsters and the trucking industry. As if you could blackmail Cannon on that. There's a lot more that you could blackmail him on, and it's possible that he is. But then, and I referred to this before in a tape, Abscam to usher in the Gestapo. And in this article by Kathleen Murphy, it says, "One such investigation, Brilab, broke in the news today. Brilab implicates key elements of organized crime, particularly Teamsters, in bribery and kickbacks involving crime figures in the Southwest. Also are implicated several federal officials and elected officials of several states." Well, certainly any organization that publishes a book called Dope Incorporated, Britain's Opium War Against the United States, shouldn't object or be so harsh on the fact that Brilab, which is part of Abscam, is going to go into organized crime involving bribery and kickbacks, because Brilab involves not only that, but then you get into drug dealers, which takes you to Dope Incorporated. Now, I have the book Dope Incorporated, and I said many times I do a tape on it. And I am a promise breaker. The news takes precedence sometimes. But in the index of that book, if you look very carefully, and this goes to the Abscam investigations and the characters that are being named or implicated, they leave out the name of Joseph Bonanna and the Bonanna family and crime, Russell Bufalini and their CIA connections, and William Bufalina, the Alan Dorfman connections. Alan Dorfman is not mentioned in Dope Incorporated, even though he's part of the Brilab connection. They leave Frank Fitzsimmons out, Carlo Gambino, Sam Giacano. There's one page on Jimmy Hoffa. They leave out LaCosta and the Headquarters for Organized Crime, and Carlos Marcello, except for in being involved in the Kennedy assassination. There's several references to him, but not being head of the whole Marseille connection. They leave out the name Roland McMaster, Aristotle Onassis, Anthony Provenzino, John Rosselli, and Santos Trafficante. Now, the name Roland McMaster is left out of the entire book, Dope Incorporated, but Lyndon LaRoche is running for president of the United States, and the first person to endorse him, this is the New Solidarity, February the 19th, 1980. "I endorse Lyndon LaRoche is Roland McMaster, if only for the reason that he is committed to saving our next generation from drugs. I endorse Lyndon LaRoche, Jr. for President of the United States. Mr. LaRoche has answers to the issues of drug, inflation, energy, and economic growth." Signed, Roland McMaster, General Organizer of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. Now, if you get a book, The Hoffa Wars, by Dan Moldea, M-O-L-D-E-A, and this book just came out, and you can't believe just one book, but I'm sure that it's pretty well documented in this book, in the index, they have at least 30 references to Mr. Roland McMaster, the man that is endorsing Lyndon LaRoche for President of the United States. And his link to the Teamster ganging up, with his setting up the assassination of Jimmy Hoffa, his links to the assassination plans, the use of his agents that came into town, the people involved with McMaster who killed Jimmy Hoffa, how Jimmy Hoffa was crushed in a steel compactor for junk cars, The day Hoff vanished, McMaster was in Gary, Indiana, but he pled the fifth. He wouldn't testify against himself. He had immunity, but all of his agents had been set up. This book carefully documents not only the murder of Jimmy Hoffa, set up by McMaster and Provenzano, the meeting, the underworld plot. It tells how Sam Giancana was murdered because he was going to testify about his CIA involvement in the assassination of John Kennedy. And the use of McMaster and Sheeran, S-H-E-E-R-A-N, in three New Jersey men linked with Provenzano in the murder of Jimmy Hoffa. Last week and the week before, I did a tape on Mr. This same Francis Sheeran in Philadelphia, the one that the FBI agent Welch calls the cesspool of organized crime and corruption. Mr. Sheeran is a leader of organized the Teamsters Local Union in Delaware, the Wilmington, Delaware Bureau, and he was charged with murdering two people and setting up the murder of four others, and also for arson and so forth, that he works with organized crime, and he's their chieftain in Pennsylvania and parts of New York State. Well, Mr. Sheeran was not only acquitted last week of the various murder charges, but he worked hand in glove with McMaster. Now, McMaster's name runs through this Hoffa book like water runs through a river. I mean, it just flows. I mean, almost every page they have the links of McMaster to Yaris. Yaris was the man that was with David Yaris with Jack Ruby. Jack Ruby had contact with these people up through October, November, before he killed Lee Harvey Oswald and covered up the Kennedy assassination. There's a quotation in this book on the Hoffa Wars, page 159. Ed Parton said that he saw David Yaris, Jack Ruby's friend, having dinner with Alan Dorfman, that's one of the Abscam Bri-Lab people being investigated, and Roland McMaster at the Andrew Jackson Hotel in the fall of 1963. In that part of the world, Yaris was known as a go-between trafficant and Marcella, not only for drugs, but for murder assassination teams. Over and over again in the book, The Hoffa Wars, it refers to McMaster's role in setting up the people that were going to off Jimmy Hoffa, that were involved in assassinations, in murders, in organized crime, in drug traffic. And if you want a profile of McMaster, write to me and I'll do a whole show on it. But it doesn't seem right to take a tape on it. You can buy this book for $2.75, a paperback, The Hoffa Wars, and it talks about Carmine Galante, Hoffa's friend, and how he turned against him. And the war between the Gambinos, again, the Carlo Gambino family that's involved with Michael Sindona, the Vatican, and the Cartergate operation, and Gambino's links to Trafficante, Carlos Marcello, and to McMaster. This book is filled with that gangster team and their drugs from Marseille that come to Trafficante, their international drug syndicate. And the interesting thing is that in the index of the Dope Incorporated, and one of the reasons I keep accusing them of being violently anti-Semitic, is that they leave out these wonderful names like Santos Trafficante and Bofalina, who worked with the CIA, and Joseph Bonanno, and the crime families of Gambinos and Giancana and Rosselli. You'd think that Meyer Lansky and Bronfman were the only Jewish crime people in the country that were flooding this country with narcotics. The actual flood of narcotics now doesn't even involve half the violently anti-Semitic people coming from the Persian area that don't have anything to do with the Jewish dealers that are being pushed out. But the book on the Hoffa Wars goes into McMaster's and the role he's played. It has a list of various murders and assassinations. I mean, what a lovely team. It goes into the murder of Salvatore Bruglioli, Castellitto, Leon Cook. That was Jack Ruby's claim to fame, helping work with Leon Cook, the union in Chicago of Eboli, of David Ferry, the assassination teams of Gambino, of Giancana, of Hicks, who was murdered, Jimmy Hoffa, and the teams of the murder of John Kennedy and Robert Kennedy. There's a murder of Mr. Reagan. That's when our ambassador to London, Mr. Annenberg, took over the wire services for Mr. Reagan and worked himself up. Mr. Vitale, and there's a whole list of murders here, about 30 or 40, and a can of worms that involves McMaster's was a very early person in the Teamsters unit when it formed with a man named Mr. Johnson. Masters split with Jimmy Hoffa. When Jimmy Hoffa went to jail and they realized that he was a has-been and wouldn't get his power again, and Frank Fitzsimmons took over the Teamsters Union with all of its links to narcotics and organized crime and murders and ships being blown up and people being blown away. This guy, this wonderful character named McMasters, teamed with Fitzsimmons because they realized Hoffa was through, and then McMasters went to a friend's hotel where he brought in his agents, and that's when the meetings took place to murder Jimmy Hoffa. Roland McMaster is the first person listed, general organizer of International Brotherhood of Teamsters, that is endorsing Lyndon LaRoche, and therefore you can expect a newspaper like New Solidarity to keep putting down the Abscam investigations, because even though they claim they don't want dope in America, the Abscam would get the dope dealers and the Teamsters that are involved in national, international narcotic traffic too, and the use of the mob and the assassination hit teams. And therefore, Lyndon LaRoche uses the endorsement of a man who has worked with these teams that have never been prosecuted, who've gotten off of charges, and his campaign is run with a recommendation of a character like that. So you have to be very careful of who is putting down Abscam and what their front purpose is, like to catch the dope ringers, link them all. You see, LaRoche doesn't like dope, but he doesn't like the Jewish dope dealers. He'll mention them over and over again, all the Jews. He may not like General Haig, but he won't refer to the fact that General Haig purposely set on the information of Richard Nixon with organized crime. All that Haig and his gang wanted to do was to take over the narcotics market that Nixon and Rebozo and the others had, and Murray Chodner or Earl Warren, they want to take over for themselves. And so they're very selective, and we criticize Haig for some NATO decisions, but not for protecting the government from organized crime when he had absolute proof that Richard Nixon and the White House and half the Justice Department was involved in organized crime traffic. And I said before, I don't want to be in a position to always attack the Federal Bureau of Investigation, because when they make a decision to make a change, we should sit back and watch what they're doing and see if they're able to do it. And if they're not able to do it, who's stopping it? New York Times had an article by Jeff Girth, and as I said before in other tapes, he is an expert on organized crime and a very reliable writer. He's one to be trusted. He's not one of these flaky ones, and I'd hate to think that he was bought off. I really would. And it's in the New York Times, U.S. to seek charges from a wide variety of organized crime. This is from Kansas City, Missouri. The federal government is planning, to seek a series of indictments around the country later this year against major organized crime figures, culminating in the most intensive investigation of racketeering since the early 60s. They've used electronic surveillance and undercover techniques, and they've gone into the upper echelons of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, public officials, lawyers, and businessmen, along with crime figures. Now, if one of the top men under Frank Fitzsimmons is this McMasters, who helped get rid of Hoffa, you can see why, if Lyndon LaRoche is using him to endorse his candidate, why they would be terrified that the upper echelon of the international Teamsters, that would have to be McMasters and Frank Fitzsimmons, would be involved. There's a wide variety of allegations that have been made, according to the New York Times. The major investigations into organized crime include a much wider range of allegations, among them the murder of union officials and others, racketeering, skimming of Las Vegas casino kickbacks, bribery of public officials, and misapplication of union funds. Now, if the FBI has the intent or the courage to do those things, certainly a group that published Dope Incorporated wouldn't mind. Even if you were selecting a certain group to pull out, like McMaster, Fitzsimmons, or Dorfman, it would be worthwhile to get a few of them out. At the time of Watergate, it was worthwhile to get out Spiro Agnew and John Mitchell and Maurice Stans, and who worked with this Sheenan, the one who said that Mr. Allen was the go-between that gave Sharon, rather, who gave the money to get Hoffa out, was handing money to John Mitchell, the Attorney General. Martha Mitchell said Nixon is the mafia. The mafia is the White House. We got rid of Robert Haldeman and John Ehrlichman and Donald Segretti and Charles Colson and E. Howard Hunt. It didn't solve every problem in the world, and we certainly have a big hunk of scum around, but anyone they get begins to make other people a little more cautious, and it's a step in the right direction. The Bri-Lab investigation, according to Jeff Girth, may go to, it will go to Las Vegas, it'll go to Chicago, They'll go New Orleans, Milwaukee, Cleveland, St. Louis, and Detroit, and other cities, New York, of course. And what they're trying to do is to reflect the interlocking structure of organized crime. Now, being as Gerth has spent his life doing this investigation, I don't believe he would allow them to get away, and he may even be providing them with information. Remember, it was Mo Dalitz and LaCosta that sued him in the Penthouse article for linking LaCosta organization in San Diego to organized crime. And Jeff Gerth goes into the code name MyPorn, the pornography industry. And, of course, this is where they're taking little boys and kidnapping them and photographing them and selling the pictures. When Mr. Parnell was arrested, they found nude pictures, Polaroid pictures, of this young boy that he had kidnapped, Stephen, and they were at the home. They could use these young people and sell these photographs, too, of these young kids. He was told the neighbors, he told a friend he's going to get another boy. Nobody asked where you're going to find this little boy or where you're going to go, but they use these children, and many of them have been taken from their homes, later murdered, photographed, sexually abused. Organized crime and pornography is more than just looking at Playboy or buying a gallery magazine or a Penthouse or a Hustler. It has more to do with children and little, almost infants from 2 and 3 and 4 years old that are being abused and kidnapped and photographed and sexually used as prostitutes and young adults around the cities of America. It's a big industry, and if they can infiltrate that and break it, it would be good. This article for Jeff Gerth says they're going into the casinos and pornography where crime has been sophisticated and the Justice Department has to eradicate organized crime. He says, Gerth says, the eradication of organized crime remains almost impossible, as illustrated by the overlap among the targets of the current investigations scrutinized by the federal government. It began under Robert Kennedy in 1960. And that's what I say, all these various 60, 80 investigations are all going to overlap and combine together. They go into the skimming money at the casinos in Las Vegas that are not reported to the Internal Revenue, and information that goes to Milwaukee and New Jersey about hidden casino money that they're getting into. And this article in the New York Times refers to agents of the FBI learned of a loan scheme in Chicago, Kansas City, Las Vegas, involving union money, billions of dollars in the central states. And at the heart of this scheme, they're using electronic information to intercept, and they're using FBI informants, and one of the people they are heading for is Alan Dorfman, who worked hand in glove with Fitzsimmons and Hoffa and McMasters and these people. And he's an insurance man with close ties to Mr. Civella and other organized crime figures in the union's affairs. And the federal government is going to take over the task force that Robert Kennedy had and see if they can get into the Vegas money that is going to various cities, and it is used for killing people, for keeping certain people in political power, the assemblies, the senates of each state, selecting the justices, the attorneys, the district attorneys, the justices of the Supreme Court, of killing judges on cases, of sideswiping cars of attorneys, representing other people. Organized crime has a machinery or a network that totally controls investigations. And also the treachery is that they can leak grand jury information to somebody like Leslie Maitland of the New York Times and try to break the story. This is a very important project or endeavor, long overdue, that they probably figured they couldn't accomplish unless they did a broad sweep that would take several years using informers that were in the system. And any member of Congress or public official or press that puts this down, I would venture to guess that they have a lot to hide, and under the guise of national security or indecency, or that the Justice Department is playing bully, they're touching close to either that person or the person that put them into office. And this Neil Welch, the FBI agent from New York, who they're saying leaked the story, may have leaked it. There's a rumor that, or some charges in the press, that he leaked it because Mr. Civiletti, for Jimmy Carter, was going to call off the investigation, and he wanted to make sure it would go. That would make more sense if FBI boss Neil Welch leaked it to make sure that something got out and it wouldn't be covered up, because, as I say, this is the man that prosecuted Mr. Sindona and Mr. Scotto that would open up Carter Gates and the links of organized crime to the CIA and Vatican. So Neil Welch could have leaked these stories to stop the investigation, or he could have leaked them because he wanted them to come out. We'll do more on Welch next week, maybe, because he's an interesting character, the FBI boss in New York. But there isn't any more time, and I will be doing many, many weeks of Abscam and Brylab and Myoporm and all those investigations. But save all the articles you can, pro or con, whether they're for the investigation or against it, and then we'll link them to some of our favorite politicians in the years to come. This is Mae Brussel in Carmel. We're out of time, so I'll be with you next week. You take care, and we'll be back next week.